Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Pretty excited. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Here's what I do. Oh, by the way, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Shot out of a cannon here. Here's what I do. I keep my phone with me, and all day long, I just make notes. And then 90% of them, I remember what they mean. Yeah, sometimes I write notes down, and I go back, and I'm like, what does that mean? Pizza coffin. But sometimes I do that. But this time, I made a note because I was watching the news here, and there was this guy. Lunchbox, this is your note, your story. I'm reading this. It says, Powerball winner from 2002 says his $314 million jackpot ruined his life.
Okay. Sorry. I mean, sorry. I don't know. I can't explain to you how $300 million ruined your life, but if it does, then you have something wrong with you that's your fault, not the money's fault. The lottery didn't do that to you. You played the lottery, and you're an idiot if it ruined your life, because that sounds like the best life ever to me.
He won $314 million. Listen, by the way, he was already a millionaire when he won.
Oh, man!
Ooh. He got $113 million after taxes. Then the 55-year-old claimed he went broke 4 years later. So first of all, he gave away $50 million to friends.
Oh, okay, there you go. Straight up. That, you don't need to say anymore. He gave away $50 million. That's his fault. The lottery did not make him do that. He made a dumb decision to give it to everybody. That's why I'm not giving anybody anything when I hit.
Oh, wow. So you're going to hit... Let me just take a step back here. You hit $300 million. You're not giving money to anyone when you hit?
No!
All right. 8 months after winning, he was robbed of $500,000 sitting in a car while he was at a strip club.
Whoa.
Okay, so tell me again. Why are you going there with $500,000?
His marriage fell apart.
Yeah, where was he with $500,000?
Said that people were threatening his life. There was a lot of stuff happening. He said, if I knew what was going to transpire, I would have torn the ticket up and never cashed it in.
Oh, what? Okay.
Listen, he made a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah.
I do think that the lottery can actually affect you in a negative way. Mm-hmm. If you're not ready for it, if you're not prepared for it.
And I'm ready for it.
Because it's a super life change. However, I read this story and I'm just like, this guy was a knucklehead. With anything else, you have to put the right people around you. For example, this radio show. I have the right people around me to put me in my best spot, meaning Amy and Lunchbox and then Eddie over to my side. Like, these are my friends that I have taken from out of the radio world and put in the radio world that make me better, and hopefully I make them better. This guy, when you have a bunch of money put on you or a bunch of power or a bunch of anything, if you don't have the right people around you, cannonball. But yeah, that's sort of kind of dumb, huh?
Yeah.
I knew it'd fire you up this morning, though. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, I feel like I could get the right team around me if I won the lottery.
Yeah, everybody feels that way.
I don't really play, but I do see, I mean, that show, The Lottery Ruined My Life, that show's fascinating to me.
It is. Yeah, it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo. The Boston Red Sox won last night. They lead the Dodgers 2-0 in the World Series. In weather news, lots of rain in the South today. Upper 50s and 60s for the rest of the country. And finally, in more lottery news, nobody's won the Powerball after last night's drawing, so that jackpot is up to $750 million. Next Powerball drawing is going to be Saturday night.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer, he edits all the sounds that you hear, is Raymundo, and he sits in a glass room. He just edits clips all show. Now, Raymundo, what I'm hearing is that you keep direct messaging Jason Aldean.
Yeah, I'm trying to become a bartender at his bar. I've been hosting when we do watch parties for your Dancing with the Stars stuff, and I thought, man, I'd like to be behind the bar and maybe making some more tips, and then I can be almost like a better host, because right now I just kind of deliver people food, I get waters, but... So I've been hitting up Aldean saying, hey, man, if I work really hard, will you hire me as a bartender at your bar? But he hasn't responded back. I've hit him up on DM probably 3 or 4 times. I just send him casual messages, but still nothing from Aldean.
But how are you direct messaging Jason Aldean? Does he follow you?
You can direct message anybody.
So you just tweet him at Jason Aldean?
Well, no. I don't tweet him. It's on Instagram. So I mentioned him in a couple of my posts whenever I go to his bar. I always mention him, hey, man, happy to be working at your bar. Hope to someday be a bartender. And then I was able to DM him on that, but just still nothing. It doesn't even show that he saw it. So I'm like, maybe this guy doesn't even look at his DMs.
Don't you think you should just go to the restaurant manager instead of actually Jason Aldean?
Oh, absolutely. But at the same time, the restaurant and bar is called Jason Aldean's. So, I mean,
I just don't think he does the day-to-day hiring of staff at his own restaurant and bar.
Yeah, maybe I definitely need to ask somebody else, but I thought, why not hit up Aldean, see if he responds. But yeah, nothing on that one.
Amy, any advice?
That's funny. I mean, keep at it. Slide into that DM a little.
Yeah, but you have more power if Jason Aldean hires you.
Because
then
agree. Don't give
up. They're going to be like, oh, I'm going to fire you. Be like, dude, Jason Aldean hired me. You can't fire
just
me.
Just say Jason. Sounds more legit.
Oh.
Like, don't say
Aldean.
Right. No need
You're
to
sliding
say.
Into Aldean's DMs, as the kids say.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, I'll tell you what. What if I get a hold of Jason and ask him, do you really want to go be a bartender?
Dude, I was thinking just one night a week on a Friday, Saturday night, a 3-hour shift, and then it ends up being like a thing, kind of an event at the bar. Ray's back there slinging drinks tonight. Raymundo, it's Raymundo's night.
All right. I know Jason. I'll hit him up. But do you know how to make drinks? Do you have a bartending license? Do you know the license that is?
That's the thing. The training courses are pretty easy. You can usually do them in a day or two. But I will be a little bit sloppy for the first couple nights. It takes time to learn this stuff.
Okay. Let me hit him up. We'll see what we can do, all right?
Yeah!
All right. Raymundo, our audio producer, who wants to be a bartender as well.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what's Fall Festival?
Well, I guess it's something that's happening at the kids' school this week. And, like, on Friday, there's some dance and a party. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. Didn't we just miss a whole week of school last week for fall break? And then the Friday before fall break was also off so they could prep for fall break. And then this Friday is some fall party. I'm like, what?
Man, people are wilding out on fall.
I know. I mean, fall's amazing. But was school this awesome when we were in? Like,
no,
I don't remember all this activity. Like, I don't know. My daughter's just like, I have to take $5 to school on Friday for the fall party. And I'm like, $5? What do you
mean? Oh, are you starting to see how people get nickel and dimed from all the kid stuff?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, kid stuff just adds up. But I just wanted to know specifically, is she trying to just get some sneaky money so she can buy chips? Or does she really need $5, you know?
Because she's sneaky. Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, she's sneaky.
How so?
She's good about maybe being like, yeah, I need $5. Maybe she needs $4 for school, but she'll be like, in her mind,
it's smart.
Probably easier if you just give me a $5 and then I'll have a dollar left over and I'll buy chips. because we don't have chips at home, but she gets chips at school. So she'll, here's the deal too. This is something, it just came to my mind that she does, which is awesome. I love her, but it's sneaky. So her friends, they'll all come together and bring different snacks at school. So I'm the parent that's like, here's some cut up apples and carrots. Yay. So she'll be like, Mom, can you make me extra so I can take them to my friends to share at school? And I'm like, wow, yeah, that's amazing. So I'll give her something to take to people. And then the friend that can bring the Cheetos brings the Cheetos and she gets the Cheetos that way. Because they all share.
She has extra Cheetos brought so she can have Cheetos.
Yeah. It's communal. They all share their things, but that's how she's getting it. Like, she gets me to give her things, and I think she's, like, sharing them with them, but really she's just trying to get the Cheetos.
Can't hate that. Ingenuitive, if you ask me.
I know. She's straight up passing out all the fruit I'm giving her and then just straight up being like, I'll take the chips, please.
The money thing's funny, though.
Yeah.
Mom, and really she needs, like, $1.99. I was like, Mom, I need $100.
Yeah. $100. Bobby
Bones. Here we go. Latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Lady Annabella announced a Las Vegas residency called Our Kind of Vegas. They will take over the Palms Casino Resort in February, May, and August.
That's the kind of gig that all the artists want, because they go to Vegas, they stay in a really nice room, they have to travel, and they get paid a lot. And I hear the Lady Antebellum show is going to be cool because they're going to play all their hits, but also tell the stories behind it. So, and I hear they are helping with people that suffered from Route 91.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, a lot of things with that. They're coming in next week, I believe, to perform and talk about that. But that's a cool thing. What else, Morgan, number two?
More performers have been announced for the 2018 CMA Awards. Joining the lineup are Dierks Bentley and Brothers Osborne together, Florida Georgia Line and BB REXA together, and then Casey Musgraves, The Pistol Annies, and Thomas Rhett.
Has anything been rumored about the Elton John, Bobby Bones duet that's happening?
I have not seen anything.
All right. Just putting that out there. Just a rumor that I'm trying to start. Is that it, Morgan? Number two, you have something else.
Carrie Underwood got mom shamed for wearing makeup. She posted a photo saying she's an official soccer mom, and people trolled her because she had makeup on.
People will troll anything that you do. Carrie Underwood didn't get mom shamed. Carrie Underwood just put a picture up on Instagram, and when you put a picture up, the comments are free game for everybody to go and just say whatever they want. So, no, Carrie Underwood got Instagrammed. That's what it is.
Yeah. Doesn't make her any less of a soccer mom for having makeup on. I feel like it's just some moms that maybe have a little bit too much time on their hands, or maybe they're jealous of Carrie or something, and they just want to run around looking... Okay, this is my initial response. And me as a mom, I know I run around looking ragged, but there's no way I'm going to shame Carrie Underwood for looking hot and awesome at a soccer game if I'm looking like a hot mess. You know?
I don't know, but I will take your word for it, because you are a mom that has kids that are active. So and it's also, if you put anything up, I bet you could go to that Instagram post and find 8 people complaining about 8 different things, too.
True.
So, yes. Thank you, Morgan. Number two. Anything else?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So nobody showed up to Teddy's birthday party. Teddy's 6 years old. His mom posted photos of her disappointed 6-year-old sitting at his pizza party, and he was by himself, and it's a really sad picture. So it happened in Tucson, Arizona, and the Phoenix Suns of the NBA said, hey, kid, you and your family, come to the game. They're playing the Lakers. So they got hooked up there. And then the Phoenix Rising football team also invited Teddy and family to the game Friday night, and all the team got together, and they did a whole birthday thing for him, too.
Wow.
So Phoenix Rising, that's soccer, right? They had football there.
Maybe football this? Americano.
Oh, sorry, football.
Football.
I just said football.
Football.
Yeah, football. Football. Sorry. But anyway, that's a good story. Like, good for those teams. But he had pizza. Why would somebody not go to the free pizza party? Even just eat the pizza. You guys not with me on that?
Oh, yeah. Free pizza, free pizza.
Poor kid. And... Yeah, poor kid. Well, anyway, shout out Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Rising football team. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fresno, California. Disclaimer, do not try this at home. A man was at home when he saw a big old spider, and he's like, ooh, I got to get rid of that guy. Runs to the garage.
Oh, no.
And he grabs the blowtorch.
Of course he did.
Lit the whole house on fire. 29 firefighters had to come and put the fire out.
Of course he did. Oops. It just wouldn't be a bonehead if the guy didn't try to kill a spider with fire.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Oh,
folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. I wonder, Amy, do you go to bed at the same time as your husband?
We go to bed, yes, at the same time. Even if it's different every night, we go to bed together.
So even if one of you is not going to sleep, you try to go to bed together so you can spend time together?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's special circumstances if one of us has something going on, but I would say the more times than not, we're going to bed together.
So these marriage experts say that if you go to bed at different times, that it's bad for the marriage because bedtime is often key for cuddling,
mm-hmm.
and people feel nurtured and relaxed. Bedtime is great for bonding, feeling appreciated, and having open conversation. Your thoughts?
I totally agree with all of that. I think it's the one time a day where you really connect, especially if you have kids or you have a busy work schedule or life is pulling you 10 different directions. Like, once you crawl in bed, it's like, okay, this is our time. Whatever that looks like, if it's like, you know, special time, or it's just cuddling, or it's throwing on your favorite Netflix show and bonding that way, or talking about something you need to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's so difficult because I go to bed so early.
Yeah.
I wonder if my fictional wife will think that's cool.
Well, my real life husband, he goes to bed early with me.
But your husband's like military. Like, he is trained in the art of going to sleep super fast.
Well, I mean, I think sometimes he really would like to stay up later and not wake up as early. But he's just like, this is good for our lifestyle. I go to bed with you. I wake up with you.
I just need a perfect husband like Amy.
He's
I'll be honest
perfect.
With you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
We're not perfect, but I'm saying that's what works for us. And it's awesome because he does. I wake up early and he'll wake up with me, and I'm like, God, you're crazy. I don't know that I would do that for him.
We're not even kidding. He's dreamy.
He's really not.
Like, look at him, dreamy. Listen to him, dreamy.
Okay, I just don't want to paint a false thing that, like, anybody thinks anybody's perfect, but if he's listening. He's, yes.
But shout out, he's
perfect.
Close as possible. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, not, yeah. Everybody has things, you know?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, what happened, Amy?
Well, shout out to this 17-year-old named Anthony, works at the Piggly Wiggly in Birmingham. And there was a woman there who lost her cell phone and her wallet with $300 cash. She left it behind at the Piggly Wiggly and boom, Anthony found it, turned it in, and she gave him $100 reward.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
And really good for him because he could have kept all of it.
Yeah.
But he turned it in. Yep.
So she said this. I've got to quote her because I think it's great. She said, I went to bless Anthony today with $100, and I also called his mom, Joyce, to tell her what a great job she was doing with her son. His mom cried tears of joy. Because I think as a parent, to know that your 17-year-old kid working at the grocery store decided to do that, like, you're like, sweet, like, I'm doing something right.
It's funny that you bring that part of it up because once a kid hit my car. I was at the movies and I walk out and there is a humongous dent and scratch in the side of my car. And at first I'm just like, I can't believe somebody hit my car. And so I walk up and there's a note on the window and the note says, hey, I'm really sorry about this. Give me a call. So far, normal protocol. Abnormal, I got hit, but inside the situation is pretty normal. So I call the number and a kid answers. He's like, hello? And I'm like, did somebody hit my car? And he's like, yeah, I did. I'm really sorry. He said, I need you to call my mom. And so now I'm like, okay. So I call his mom and his mom's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I started thinking, here is this kid who did not have to write a note. A bunch of idiot kids, and we were all idiots as kids, would have just driven off. And this kid wrote the note, told, like, everything he did was right. And I told that mom, I said, man, you must have a really good kid because I don't think a lot of kids would do this. And she was like, yeah, like, I'm super proud of him. And it was the weirdest time to be proud because he just hit someone's car.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. Shout out to all you parents out there raising your kids the right way.
Yeah, that's me.
That's Lunchbox for sure. You also mentioned Piggly Wiggly in that story.
Mm-hmm.
And my dance partner on Dancing with the Stars right now, Sharna, who's from Australia, we have been traveling around a bit. And I was doing a speech on addiction and stigma. And we were in a part of the South and she had never seen a Piggly Wiggly before. And she was like, that's real? Piggly Wiggly's are real? The accent's terrible, by the way. But I was like, yeah. She goes, I thought that was like make-believe.
Oh, really?
And I was like, no.
Very real.
I grew up going to Piggly Wiggly. Yeah. Well, that's a good story, though, Amy. Thanks for sharing that one.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. I was standing outside of my apartment yesterday, and I'm eating apple. and I'm on the sidewalk, and I finish the apple, and I throw the apple core into the bushes, but right on the street. I don't think anything of it. And there's like a public worker who was like working the meters. He was like, hey, you can't litter. I was like, that was an apple. He goes, you can't throw anything on the street. What do you think about that, Amy?
I mean, I think that if it's biodegradable, you can throw it, right?
That's what I felt too. And I threw it in a bush.
Yeah, apple. I thought that that was good for the bush.
Well, apple bushes come up all of a sudden. Like, they're like,
yeah,
wow.
It's like, oh, pretty. Look at this apple tree. Wow.
Lunchbox?
It's littering, guys.
Are
what?
You sure?
Yes, it's littering. If you're going to have a compost pile, it's fine. But just throwing it randomly, yes, it biodegrades or whatever you say. But it takes a long time. If it's in its natural environment, that's okay. But it's not used to being in the middle of a city. Throw it in the trash can or throw it in a compost pile.
It's not a deer. It's an apple core. What do you mean used to being in the city?
I am telling you, if it was right by an apple tree, that's normal. It's normal environment. But when just think, if everybody walking down the street threw an apple core on the ground, what would the city look like?
Well, not everybody's eating an apple.
Yeah, second of all, I threw it on the ground, I threw it in a bush.
Same thing.
I just disagree with this strongly.
I really felt like I did nothing wrong, but that is a different perspective. But, and Lunchbox, I do respect that.
But what's the law? Like, because I want to obey the law. I'm sure state to state, it's different. Maybe even city to city. I don't know who makes these laws. But
well, I thought I was about to go to apple jail, if I'm honest with you.
What are you in for?
Yeah.
What? An apple core?
I try to eat apples before I go to dance practice. And I try to eat because I lost a bunch of weight. But I've put most of it back on because I figured out how to eat again. But, yeah, we practiced all night last night. Went to John Mayer. Eddie is convinced that my dance partner and I are now dating. Is that true?
I have more evidence now.
Okay. By the way, can I say this? Because I didn't realize that like Entertainment Tonight was listening to this radio show. Because they were quoting the show and they'd been digging up stuff, right? Everything I say, I'm just kind of guessing. Just period. So don't quote me on anything. Let's go to these clips here from, what is this? Entertainment Tonight?
Entertainment Tonight, yeah. If you don't recall, you did an interview with them, and you said something that was very, very important to my case.
I don't recall, because after we finished the show, I just go and we talk to like 20 people. But here we go. Play whatever clip Eddie has.
The fans love you guys together. What do you attribute the chemistry to?
We're in love.
I like how she just laughs.
Well, I mean, like, you can be in love in many ways.
What is this way?
This way, we spend a lot of time together. And if you don't, like, if you don't absolutely think the other person's awesome, you'll kill each other.
No, you left the rest of it off, Eddie. Don't be editing this clip.
Deflect.
Because Bones. What I said was, would I go out and just publicly say that in an interview if that was really the thing?
If it comes from your heart, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't think anybody was going to see that.
It's Entertainment Tonight! Okay, there another clip you want to play?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We've bonded a lot. I do love him.
Yes.
That's not a lie. I do. I love him.
Absolutely.
And I'm loving every part of this experience.
Not every part.
How could you not love him?
No, she doesn't love every part. Some parts are not lovable by
me.
That's
true. Not all
parts
are lovable.
I will be honest with you there. I'm not the most lovable.
Okay. So, Eddie, you now think I am for sure dating my dance partner.
Yes, absolutely. Number one, 100%, that's happening. And you guys are so good at helping each other out. You slipped. It was emotional for you to say that you loved her.
I didn't say that.
You said that you're in love.
I said, kind of jokingly, they're like, what credit there? I was like, we're in love.
And then you guys quickly scramble, and then you said, oh, there's many ways to love someone. And then she picks you up, too. She says, oh, of course, we love what we do. We love whatever. You guys are good. You guys are real good.
You don't ever throw the L word around.
It was a joke.
Yeah, she said, I love him, and I'm loving every
I didn't
part
say
of...
That.
No, she did, and she said, I'm loving every part, and I thought she was going to say him, and she goes, of the process. Like,
of
she
course.
Caught herself. She caught herself.
You guys are good.
My sister thinks y'all are dating, too.
Boom. But,
whatever. Eddie, I will say this. I'm not dating Carrie Ananaba, because Eddie put that online yesterday, and we said it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie did. I didn't. I'm just saying that's not true. If anybody's listening, don't print that. That's not true.
Okay, I'll mark that off my list.
Okay.
Yeah, please pull the tweet.
I don't care about that. You can leave the tweet up. Okay. Are we good on this?
Yeah, as long as you can just admit it.
Admit what?
Come on, Bones.
That I'm dating my dance partner?
Yep.
I mean, said love.
I said, Lunchbox, I said, yeah, we're in love. Like, kidding.
You didn't say kidding after it. You did not.
Lunchbox, okay.
I know. He knows. Something's fishy about that. Like, he, you know who it is. What, why are you doing this?
I know. Sometimes, I mean, I know too. And then sometimes I say stupid stuff. I'm like, why am I saying that? I know.
Yeah, me too. I hate all you guys.
Eddie's the only one who doesn't know what's going on with my love life. Bobby Bone, come on. So I grew up in Arkansas. It's home to me. And an Arkansas security guard in Little Rock, Arkansas, smacked a knife-wielding shoplifter with a piece of raw meat. So that's the headline of the story. What happened was a security guard who confronted a suspect because he saw her filling her purse with meat, and she punched him in the face as soon as he was like, hey, what are you doing? So she cold cocks him. She takes off running. He chases her out of the store into the parking lot. He grabs her purse that's full of meat. She pulls out a large pocket knife. You're all with me so far, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So here we go. We're in the parking lot. You got the security guy trying to get the meat back. She's got a knife pulled on him. So he then takes a piece of meat from her purse and smacks her in the face with it. She dropped the knife, ran away. No injuries were reported. They made no arrests. Couple things come to my mind. One, why are you chasing the woman with the meat? Just
let her be.
I don't want anyone stealing anything. But Lunchbox, didn't you do, what do they call that job?
Loss prevention.
Didn't you do loss prevention at Sam's?
No. I was the cart guy and someone was stealing from Sam's and I decided to go loss prevention on them and chase them through the parking lot, through the Burlington Coat Factory parking lot, through the Hooters parking lot, up into the woods.
So you went vigilante.
Yes, because I didn't think it was right that they were stealing. What they were doing is they were opening detergent boxes and they were sticking expensive things in the detergent box and then closing it back up. And that's what they were doing. And so they stole, but they didn't stop them at the door. And so I was like, okay. And so I started following them. And then Joel got attacked by a swarm of bees and we had to go back.
Oh, no. When I worked at Hobby Lobby, if the power went out, which was oddly, it would just happen randomly every couple of months. We had flashlights, and we had to go. We all had an aisle. And as soon as the power went out, you took your flashlight, you went running to the aisle, and you put the flashlights on people on their face. And you were like, I'm watching you. It was the weirdest thing, because people would just steal from Hobby Lobby like crazy. It was like everyone turned into loss prevention immediately.
That loss prevention, though, it's cool. Like, they'd walk around in plain clothes, and they just watch people, and they eye them. And they, like, one time when I worked at Walmart, there was these kids. They stole a bunch of DVDs. They stuck them in their waistband. And they came running out of the store, and that, I mean, the loss prevention dude tackled him against the car, and I was like, why'd they tackle him? And then all the DVDs come falling from their pants.
There are people designated to watch shoppers?
Yeah, that's what they do. They walk around, and they sit in a room, and they watch cameras, or they just walk around like they're a normal shopper, and they try to blend in, and they watch you, and they bust you.
One time at the mall, me and one of my friends, they're having one of these sidewalk sales, and so he takes a shirt, and he's looking at it, and there's a payphone. This is like 15 years ago. And there's a payphone. He's like, I'm going to go use this payphone. And he's looking at it. He wasn't trying to steal the shirt. And he walks 10 feet over, grabs the payphone, makes a call. One of the loss prevention guys run out and grab him, almost put him in a headlock, and they walk him to the back. And he's like, what's happening? So they're like, what's your name? He's like, Elvis. No, they're like, no, what's your name? We're going to call the cops. He's like, Elvis Presley. They kept him back there for 8 hours. He wouldn't crack. Finally, JCPenney let him go. It was crazy, man. So, yeah, they're hardcore, man. There's a rapper that was filming a music video, and he fell off the wing of an airplane. Did you guys see this? He died.
It's very sad.
Right? Well, I saw it on, like, E! Or something. What?
I mean, what is he? He's up in the air?
Yeah, his final act was... No. He wasn't on a wing while I was flying, Lunchbox.
Oh, I was like, well, I mean, guys, it's sad, but, I mean, what did we expect?
You know, I don't think you can humanly stand on a wing while it's flying. His final act was performing an airplane stunt that included rapping while walking onto the wing. Right? Or was it flying?
I mean, it sounds like it has to be flying. I mean, if you're
if so, I read this thing completely wrong. I thought he was just like on a tarmac. Wow, what a stunt to try. It said he trained for months, so this had to be in the air. Lunchbox, I think you're right.
Wow. I just do not understand how you think, okay, this is going to work out well.
Well, these kids are going viral, doing dumb things. It's like also the people who take selfies in really dangerous situations. And then all of a sudden, yeah, of course you got gored by a bull.
You're trying to take a selfie at the running of the Bulls.
Yeah, the plane was up in the air because when he walked
That's
out on the
crazy to me.
When he was out on the wing, it made the small aircraft go into a downward spiral.
Okay, and it said he trained intensely for this stunt, but it went wrong.
Yeah, he walked too far out on the wing, causing it to spiral.
Right. Like, there's a certain point on the wing, I think, like, it can still maintain its balance if you stay within that area. And like Eddie said, he went too far out. And then
that's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, the pilot couldn't correct. So, ay, ay, ay. Oh.
Well, yeah, I saw that. I kind of like the Little Rock security guard story better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Man, he had a parachute on and everything.
Yeah, they said he didn't pull the chute.
Yeah.
I know.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
It's a big day for Hannah Rodriguez. She was born July 11th, 13 weeks early in Long Island. She was the smallest baby ever born at this hospital. And after being in the NICU, she's up to over 5 pounds, 5 ounces, and she's heading home.
Wow. How does that make you feel? Because you also had a baby that's born premature.
Whew! It hits home.
Does it?
Yep. I mean, just really hits home every time when I read it. It hits me right in the heart.
And how long was baby Box in the hospital?
2 weeks in the NICU. So I can't. I mean, it's just crazy to think a baby was there 13 weeks or 6 months or how, you know, there's babies that are there a lot longer, but 2 weeks to me felt like forever. And so, I mean, it's just, ugh, yeah.
And you guys were going up to the hospital, and you were staying up there almost every day, right?
Yeah, we'd go up there for hours at a time, go up there and just hang out, and you couldn't touch the baby because he's in his little incubator thing, box, I don't know what you call it, and you could stick your hands through the holes, and that's the only way you could touch him, couldn't hold the kid. And so it's hard, and so I don't know how families do it. Like, if they live way out of town, like, they can't go up there every day. So we were lucky that we lived close to the hospital, and so, whoo, congratulations to Hannah.
It's a big deal. That's a good one, and that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So there's been resolution in the Lunchbox Keith Urban feud. We'll talk about that in the next 20 minutes. Although Keith Urban wasn't feuding with Lunchbox. Only Lunchbox was mad at Keith Urban. For the dumbest reason. Yeah, there was really no beef. Lunchbox was just yelling. But there has been a resolution, a conclusion to this even. So that's coming up in a bit. Now, the Morning Corny with Amy.
The Morning Corny.
What do you get when you cross a Cocker Spaniel, a poodle, and a ghost?
What do you get when you cross a Cocker Spaniel, a poodle, and a ghost?
A Cocker Poodle Boo.
Cocker Poodle Boo.
Boo. Boo. Cocker Poodle Boo. Not boo. What? All, no, Cocker Poodle Boo, y'all.
Your audience is looking at each other, right? We're all looking at each other like, what's just happened? I'm sorry, Amy, you get the crickets today.
The delivery was bad.
Yeah,
it was? Okay, you deliver it.
Cocker Poodle Boo.
I thought I did that.
Hey, listen. It didn't matter delivery or not. It just wasn't that good.
All right. There I said it. And that's the Morning Corny. Thank you very much.
Tough crowd.
That was the Morning Corny.
Well, now we got to make up for it with a different segment. Let's go over to Morgan number two, our 25-year-old head of digital who loves food. And it's now time for her segment that we call Food World with Morgan number two.
Chick-fil-A is testing mac and cheese. It's at some of their cities right now, and they're deciding whether to add it nationally.
Hmm. I bet it's fantastic.
Probably. Everything they do is great.
I bet it's just so good. What are you loving right now in food, Morgan number two? Like, what do you eat?
Taco Bell.
There we go.
And mac and cheese and cheese pizza. Everything bad for you, basically.
You love cheese, but... You are a vegan? No, vegetarian.
Just vegetarian. So cheese is a main staple in my diet.
So, and you've been a vegetarian for how long?
Since I was 8 years old.
Which is a crazy time to commit to a life of vegetarian. So you decided no meat since 8. Have you had any meat at all?
I've had chicken probably 4 times since then. Not very much.
So you're 25. So about once every 4 years you have a piece of chicken. So, I'm just doing my math here. How long has it been since your last piece of chicken?
Oh, about a year and a half.
But like, okay. And then why? Why'd you try the chicken?
I was craving it, so I was like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no. It didn't go well.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, did it mess up your insides?
Yeah, my body's not used to having meat at all.
Hey, so why did you become a vegetarian at age 8?
My sister told me where burgers came from, and that was, you know, animals, and I was 8 years old, and kind of destroyed what I thought about it. So then it just kind of stopped.
Does that make all of us, like, awful? Because, I mean, my parents told me where it came from, and I was like, sweet.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, we get to that. I was like, awesome. What? Tastes good.
I was like, it's like, let me weigh how I feel about this. How good does it taste? Yes, we're very selfish. Yeah. We're very selfish. And then there's the whole debate on, should we even eat meat? Because our small intestines wraps around a lot. It's like a mile of small intestines in there. And meat shouldn't travel through all that, because a lot of carnivores have the belly that goes, boom, right into the bottom of the belly.
Yeah, like, are we meant to break it down?
Right. And then there's the teeth argument. We have Anyway, Morgan number two, thank you. I don't know why I talk like this during the Food World segment. But Morgan number two, thank you for Food World. We'll see it next time right here.
Sounds
on the Bobby
good.
Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the dumb debate of the day. Do you put toilet paper around the seat if you have to use a toilet that's not yours? Somebody else's house, a public toilet. Do you take toilet paper and put it all on the toilet seat? Amy.
I prefer just to squat, like, and not touch anything at all. But if they don't have toilet seat covers, I will put toilet paper.
That squatting seems tough, huh?
It's easier when you're a girl. I don't feel like it. No, I look at it as a quick quad workout.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And sometimes if I'm in heels or I'm at an airport and I have tons of things happening, it can be challenging, but I go for it because I'm in an airport bathroom and I just let it burn.
Your quads.
My quads. Yeah. And, my quads.
Let's say if you have to sit, though, you do put toilet paper down.
Yes.
Lunchbox?
I don't care if there's a toilet seat cover, toilet paper. I'm not putting anything down. If it's a stranger's toilet, if it's a public restroom, I sit down and I relax and I enjoy my time in the potty.
The potty. And I do put toilet paper down.
Mm-hmm.
But they say you may want to rethink that. According to microbiologist Philip M. Tierno, a.k.a. Dr. Germ, toilet seats are designed to repel bacteria. Something toilet paper doesn't do. Consider this. Every time you flush, bacteria makes its way into the air, goes all over the bathroom, including the toilet paper. So it's going up, and it lands on the toilet paper that's on the roll. So then you sit down on that toilet paper, which has all the germs on it. According to Dr. Germ, STDs are never found on toilet seats because
STDs!
You're not...
that's what we're trying to stay away from.
Well, that's on the list.
What?
He says the top of the toilet seat is much cleaner than most people's kitchen sinks.
Okay, I do not. Does he not see that, like, a lot of times in public restrooms, there's cases around the toilet paper?
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of times they're in a box, like a toilet paper. Like, when you're at a public restroom, a lot of times the toilet paper is inside of a big old plastic box and it's protected.
Oh, not really, though, Amy.
No. I feel like I see those. Even if, okay, fine, to solve that problem, just get rid of the outer layer of toilet paper and then everything else inside of there wasn't exposed.
The point is,
I should be Dr. Germ.
Okay, Dr. Germ.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox tried to start a feud with Keith Urban, which is crazy because Keith Urban is the nicest, greatest guy in country music. But what happened was Keith Urban signed a vinyl record and sent it to the studio for all of us. He accidentally forgot about Lunchbox, and then you got mad.
Yeah, so when you say I tried to start a feud with him, I wasn't looking for it. The feud came to me because he left me out.
Well, then Keith thought it was funny to send another batch up signed and then left Lunchbox out again because Lunchbox was crying on the radio about it. And then Keith Urban tweets what, Lunchbox?
He says, "Isn't it like the darkest time before the light shines? Wax on, wax off." And I'm like, oh, okay, he's out buying me a car. Yeah, that's what wax on, wax off means.
So you literally thought Keith Urban was going to buy you a car?
Absolutely. I thought for me to end the boycott, to make up for it, he felt bad, he was going to buy me a car.
Okay, there is resolution to this.
Yeah.
Keith Urban sent something to the studio.
What is that I hear?
Oh my gosh. Keith.
Wait, is he holding up car keys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, these are the keys to my Altima.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Keith, though, he did come through. He did come through, folks. Look. Boo! Yeah, I got every single one of Keith's albums on vinyl. What up?
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like a whole package.
Do
Do you even have a record player?
I do have a record player.
He does.
And the card says LB. I ain't talking about Luke Bryan. You don't
LB
get it?
Like Luke Bryan. He wrote LB like Luke Bryan, but it's Lunchbox.
Hey, yo, Lunchbox. I like you way too much. Let's call a truce. Here's some here's some polyvinyl chloride for your collection. I can't read that. Here's some then, polyvinyl for your collection, Keith Urban. What up? Woo! That is what I'm talking about.
How many records did he send you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of them?
Wow.
Five. That's what I'm talking about. That is how you make up. Keith Urban, I just want to say thank you, and I want to say the boycott is over.
We were never boycotting him.
America, you are free. You are free to enjoy Keith Urban, his music, his concerts. Download it, buy it, stream it.
Wow.
Go see him in concert. You are free. You, it has been lifted. Keith Urban is once again something good to listen to.
Did you feel like America was not going to go to his shows anymore?
Yes, I felt like ticket sales were sagging and Keith Urban was getting nervous. And
oh,
now,
no.
Look, cha-ching, cha-ching, those are ticket sales. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
But
Keith
it's over.
Urban, it
it's
is over.
No more feud.
No more feud. The feud is dead. There is no more beef. We hashed it out and we are friends again.
Well,
eat
then
more
would you
chicken.
Eat more chicken. Okay, I don't what? Know what you're talking about.
Because no
point.
More beef. Get it?
Okay. Oh.
Would you mind then if I play like Blue Ain't Your Color?
Oh, you can play Blue Ain't Your Color. You can play Cop Car. You can play
oh, wow.
them all back to back.
Wow.
To
wow.
back.
Okay.
To back.
Well, I'm glad the feud's over. Lunchbox is happy.
Whoa.
Keith
and
Urban's
then
awesome.
Then you want to play the fighter? Hey, it's good with me too. Let's go, Keith.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, do you watch Nick at Night or do you watch TV Land at all?
No.
Well, they used to have a lot of classic TV shows. Now classic shows are starting to be 90s TV shows, which means we're getting old. Like Full House is classic now for some people, which is crazy, right?
Oh, yeah, that seems weird.
But I'm going to go back. I'm going to play you a classic TV show theme song. You just tell me the show. Everybody can play this one. Amy to my left, Lunchbox to my right, Eddie sitting far right.
Yeah.
Okay. Write your answer down. Classic TV shows. Here is show number one. How you guys feeling?
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
All right. Let's go to Amy. Amy, go ahead.
Andy Griffith's Show.
That is correct. Lunchbox?
Yeah, Leave It to Beaver.
How do you miss that?
Because I run down Leave It to Beaver. That's how I missed it.
I mean, like, that's... Okay. Eddie?
Andy Griffith's Show.
All right. The Andy Griffith Show is correct.
Yeah!
You never watch Andy Griffith, Lunchbox?
A couple times. I've seen the one where the dude does citizen's arrest, whatever that guy's name is, Gomer Pyle.
I think I've seen every episode of the Andy Griffith Show. All right, number two. Here you go. Name this TV show, classic TV show. Go ahead.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in too.
I'm in.
Amy?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Lunchbox?
That's Dukes of Hazzard.
Eddie?
The Boys of Hazzard County, Dukes of Hazzard.
That's correct. 3 points. Which, by the way, John, who plays Bo Duke, is on Dancing with the Stars with me this season. The Blonde Duke.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Eddie?
Oh, of course, dude. Yeah.
Apparently, he was in Smallville too, had a main role, but
oh,
I didn't watch Smallville. Okay, here is TV show number three. All classic TV shows. Name it by this song. Go ahead.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man.
In for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Gilligan's Island.
Lunchbox?
Gilligan's Island.
Eddie?
Gilligan's Island.
Nice. 3 points. Everybody gets one.
Come on. Give us some tough ones here.
You missed the Andy Griffith Show.
That was a tough one. Give us another tough one.
All right. Here we go. Name this one.
Amy's confused.
Amy's puzzled. Write your answer down.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Bewitched.
Bewitched. Lunchbox.
Leave it to Beaver.
Eddie.
Leave it to Beaver.
Oh, shoot.
It's Leave it to Beaver. Right now, the score is Eddie 4, Lunchbox and Amy 3.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie should win this. He is the oldest.
By That's one true. Year, yeah.
All right. We're going to play clip number 6 here.
2 years, okay. Sort of, Eddie.
Name this TV show. Ooh. Action.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it.
Please, Eddie, don't get this.
Hold on.
5 seconds.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know it.
Eddie's in the lead. Okay, everybody put your pens down. Eddie, what do you have for the win?
I don't know it, Bones. I have Love Boat.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The Love Boat goes. The Love Boat.
Yeah, of course it does.
Lunchbox?
Whoa, never heard that song in my life, so I'm going with Prairie Home Companion.
What? Not a TV show. It's a radio show on NPR. Amy, to tie it up and go to sudden death. Go ahead.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Correct.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox, you're eliminated.
You sure?
Yes.
Huh.
Eddie and Amy, write your answer down for this one.
I'll write it down just in case.
Go. Number 5.
We're moving on now.
You got to write it down, Amy.
Okay.
Wow, you write fast. I'm in.
Eddie?
The Jeffersons.
Amy?
The Jeffersons.
Correct. Okay. Double sudden death. Buzz in with your name.
Oh, come on. You know he's faster than me.
Buzz in with your name. There's one clip we haven't played yet. Buzz in with your name as soon as you know it. Stop it as soon as they make their noise. And action.
Eddie.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, winner.
Come on.
There he is. There he goes. All right. Congratulations, Eddie.
Oh.
Good job, my friend.
Thanks, Bones. Go.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So if trick-or-treaters show up at this family's home, shout out the Beluskis, that's their name, and they don't have a costume on, have no fear. You still get candy, you still get to trick-or-treat, and you get to come inside and pick out a costume from their house and put it on and keep it.
What?
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I know. Well, it all started. She felt bad for this one trick-or-treater that came to her door once. And like, obviously her family couldn't afford to get her a costume, but they still let her go trick-or-treating. And she felt so bad. Her daughter ran upstairs, got one of her old costumes that no longer fit her and gave it to the girl. And that triggered an idea. So she started collecting costumes and she keeps them at her house just for cases like this. And now people know they can come there to get a costume.
That's really cool. I've shared with you guys before, I didn't grow up with a bunch of money, and for many years in a row, I went as the same person. And do you know who that person was, Amy? Do you remember?
It was Raggedy Andy.
Raggedy Andy. Mm-hmm. The poor kid that was Raggedy Ann. By the way, what a terrible creature Raggedy Ann was, by the way. Am I right on this or what?
Yeah, but loved my Raggedy Ann doll when I was
know,
a kid.
But it was like a little poor girl. Uh-huh. And so then I went as a little poor boy, and I just took some of my clothes. But... yeah, and then you know what I did when I got a little older? I wore my football pads because I went as a football player because I have to buy a costume. So good. Like, I feel this one. That's a good story. I love that family and that girl. And the end, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I love this story. In order to shed the extra pounds, Darren McClintock allowed his personal trainer to put up letters in all dine out places near his house so they'll stop serving him.
What?
Mm-hmm. So, you know how when you go into a place and it's like, Jim Smith writes bad checks?
Yeah. Like
basically, they have his name and picture up at all the places near his house.
So, they can't serve him?
Nope. He said he was eating junk food daily. And with the help of his trainer, he's trying to turn his life around, so he's just eliminated that. Hey, whatever works. You know me, I can't keep sugar in my house because I will eat it.
Yeah. I mean,
if I have bad influence, I tend to take it. So what I do in order to influence myself is I'm not around bad influences. Sometimes you get to be, and you eat all the cookies. It's funny, that's my worst influence. I'm not even cool. It's not even like partying, you know? It's like cookies. So, yeah, I saw that in the news. You know what I saw yesterday? I saw a story that I was throwing. It said throwing shade at other Dancing with the Stars contestants. Because these tabloids will write anything. And apparently I was throwing shade because I said that I couldn't go to Disneyland because I was working a full-time job. The headline is Dancing with the Stars. Bobby Bones threw major shade at castmates. And so mostly it was people were yelling at me because I didn't go to Disneyland. But I was like, I couldn't go to Disneyland. I have to have a job. And so they wrote this whole article about how I was throwing shade. It said, maybe you should have gone on a field trip to Disney because maybe you would have been inspired to dance better and get better scores, considering most of the people that went to Disney did better than you.
Wow.
And I just replied and I retweeted it and I said, hey, on this day I was actually speaking about addiction and stigma, and I couldn't get to Disneyland. And then they deleted their tweet.
Yeah, that's awkward.
But it's just like they make up anything. In the opening number this week, I'm juggling. And so this is a huge Halloween number. And I was juggling these pumpkins being funny as we were just waiting around. And the head choreographer goes, can you juggle? And I was like, not really. She was like, you're going to juggle in the opening number. And so it's live. And so I have to juggle pumpkins live in the opening number. And like we're dancing and all of a sudden I walk over and they throw a pumpkin in the air and I catch it with two other ones and start juggling it. It's going to be a disaster. And so, I don't know. I've been practicing with these pumpkins, but I'm juggling in the opening number this Monday. What do you think about that, Amy?
I mean, I'm excited to see that. I know you can juggle and I saw you doing it on your Instagram, but...
Just because I was...
Is it a real pumpkin or a plastic pumpkin? Because if you drop it, is it going to splatter everywhere?
I wish it were real pumpkins because it'd be funnier if it splattered.
Okay.
But they're fake pumpkins and they're really awkward shaped and I'm supposed to juggle them live. And if I mess up, I'm just running off. I'm just getting off camera. Bye. I'm going to do a snow angel. That's what I always said I was going to do if I messed up. Just drop and do a snow angel. So, but yeah, I'm going to be juggling in the opening number, apparently. And I'm jumping into a big pile of leaves, and then I have to get up and jump right into a dance. I'm one of the worst dancers left on the show, and they have me doing all the crazy stuff. But it is fun. So, that's happening. Anything else in your mind, Amy?
No, not really.
This Post Malone story where he spent $40,000 on Postmates last year is so funny to me.
That's interesting.
Oh, did you not see this one?
No, I haven't seen that. That's funny, too. His name's Post Malone.
Oh, yeah, Postmates, Post Malone.
Postmates.
I didn't even put that together, Amy.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be funny if this was some sort of brand?
Exactly.
Like a commercial?
Like somewhere like 6 months ago became an investor.
Post Malone spent over $40,000 on Postmates last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's ranked as their number one customer. He ordered nearly 3,000 total items. More than 660 orders in 52 different cities. He spent over $40,000. His number one ordered item is a 12-pack of beer.
Wow.
And so Postmates is an app where they'll bring you whatever you want, like food, mostly food when I use it. He orders Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Raising Cane's Chicken, Big Daddy's, and Pie. I think it's also funny they're putting out his entire, like, life.
He had to okay this, right?
Yeah. What's your most trivial thing you spend money on, Amy?
Well, I mean, I'm Postmates. Probably, yeah, Prime Now, Instacart, things being delivered to me instantly.
Like what, though? Like for me, it would be shoes. I buy too many tennis shoes. Maybe spray tans.
Oh, definitely guilty of that. Like hair products for me probably is a guilty pleasure. I mean, honestly... having someone blow dry my hair, but only like every, it's just getting worse and worse because it is such a treat and I justify it by more blow dry bars are popping up everywhere across the country. So I'm not clearly not the only female that's into this, but I justify it because I can take my computer and the 45 minutes that I'm there, I can work the entire time. So I sort of tell myself it's kind of like I'm getting paid to do this.
Lunchbox?
Oh, that's easy. Lottery tickets.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I spend my money on.
Hmm. I'd probably put Metamucil up there for me, too, although that's pretty natural. Like, I need that.
Yeah, mine's kale and spinach, too.
We're a real lively bunch, as you can tell by this segment and all the stuff we waste money on. It's like Metamucil and spray tans.
I know. Like, I can go through a box of organic spinach, which isn't cheap at times. Like sometimes my husband's like, did you see how much organic spinach was today?
It's like, that's exciting when it goes down. Like, yeah.
Yes. And let me, if you have a Trader Joe's near you, they have the cheapest organic spinach. You can get 5 ounces for $2.99.
Let me write this down. I don't care. Got it. I'm done.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Months ago, Amy's dad goes to the hospital for 3 to 5 days. That's what they say. And what was he going in for, Amy?
Surgery to remove the cancer from his tongue and throat and tonsils and stuff like that.
3 to 5 days. And mm-hmm. So how long has he been in the hospital?
Basically since then, June. I mean, he was out in his house for a couple of weeks, but let's just say he's pretty much been in and out of the hospital since June.
So 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5 days turns into 3 months.
Almost four now, it seems. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of listeners are asking his condition. So what's going on?
Yeah, so exciting update. I think the last time I gave you all an update, he was fighting pneumonia in the hospital, which wasn't good, especially when you have cancer and you have a weakened immune system. Got over that, amazing. And part of his treatment was 33 rounds of radiation. And he completed his 33rd round. So they are done basically frying his neck area, and that is super exciting. So now we'll wrap up chemo this week too, and then he's technically done with treatment. He's still in the hospital. Hopefully like by Friday or tomorrow or Monday, I don't know what day, he'll go to rehab hospital and start to get his strength back, and then maybe get his trach taken out and his feeding tube taken out and start getting back to normal.
You feel good about that?
I do. I feel the most optimistic I have felt since July.
Good.
When things got like really rough. Just to know that we made it through treatment, because we kept thinking we were going to have to just postpone it because it was getting too rough. And to know that we're done with that pretty much is huge, because now we can focus on recovery.
Well, I know it's been heavy on you.
Yes. I mean, all the things. I think, you know, just wanting to be there for him and to support him. And then, you know, it's, I mean, I feel like I'm watching him be so strong. He's just kind of gotten older. I wonder what our new normal is. So I still walk this line of like, yeah, this is hard and I'm so excited he's done. But then I have this confusion of what is my dad's new normal state? Because he was so lively and functioning before, like back in June. And then now I don't know his, you know,
right,
cognitively, like where his brain is, because he's not the same all the time. And I just, whatever our new normal is, I just have to accept it. And then, you know, that'll be my new dad.
Well, I'm glad to hear that radiation's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is a heavy segment, so what I like to do is flip it real quick and do something totally dumb.
Always.
Our audio producer, Raymundo, who sits in a glass room and edits audio, is fascinated with Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, I've always honestly loved her ever since watching Laguna Beach, since she had the show Very Cavallari. So I was just like, man, her shop is in Nashville. So I did some searching online. It was actually simple to find. Found the address and went to the location and went in there. And what I didn't realize is it's only a girl store. So there was a girl employees. There were just girl shoppers. I was the only guy. And so I was like, crap, they have no guy clothing. So I was just like, hey, how's it going? And I just cut right to the chase. And I was like, is Kristen Cavallari here? I'd love to meet her and get a picture with her. And they're just like, no, she's not working today. She's out. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I was that close to meeting Kristen Cavallari.
Wait, how close?
I went to her business. There's pictures of her in there. You can tell she's like definitely the way her style is. For sure, she styled a lot of the interior. I'm going back. I'm going to meet her there. No joke. No doubt about it whatsoever. I will go back in there. I don't care if no dudes go there. I'm going to meet Kristen Cavallari.
Didn't you run into her husband, Jay Cutler, and you told him that and he was weird to you?
Yeah, I said something like, man, where's Kristen Cavallari at? Man, I'd love to meet her. And he's just like, she's not here. And then that was it. The end of the conversation. He was pretty mad.
What are you going to say, Amy?
Well, it's Cavallari, but I'm just saying.
Oh.
I don't really care, but I learned that because I said Cavallari all the time, but her show is Very Cavallari, so they rhymed that on purpose.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. Learn something new every day, right?
Well, Raymundo, keep it up.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep you guys updated. Like, it's not just a one and done. I'm going back.
Absolutely. Get that picture for us. We're going to post it on the website, all right? Bobby Bones. Yeah. I was watching the news last night, and they had a story about Halloween. And when you go trick-or-treating, if someone's lights aren't on, that means what, Amy?
It means don't knock there. Don't ring their doorbell. There's no candy. Leave them alone.
Right. And that's all it means. Because here's what's been happening, is that people assume, and they have been assuming, that if someone's lights aren't on, that they're on the sexual offender list.
What?
Yes. And so then they go and bust the windows and toilet paper the house. So the whole story was, just because their lights aren't on doesn't mean they're a sexual offender.
Right. They may not, for one, they may not celebrate Halloween. For two,
they may not be home.
They just might be at somebody else's house celebrating. What? That is the craziest thing I've ever heard, to just make the assumption that they're a sexual offender and to, like, you know, vandalize their house because of it.
Right. You shouldn't be vandalizing a house anyway.
Right.
Like, just move to the next house.
All right.
So that was on the news. That guy on the Powerball who won $300 million and was like, the lottery ruined my life. That was on the news. It's a pretty good newscast, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of entertained by that. Here's a funny thing. So, Amy, your friend goes and it's what? She's doing like a lecture to a class about business?
Entrepreneurship.
Okay. And so what happens?
So she's taking questions from, you know, all the kids that are there, really eager to just talk to them and help them out. And one kid is like, hey, excuse me. And she's like, yes. And he goes, do you think you could help me grow my flipping bricks business? And she's like, wow, okay. So you restore bricks. Like, she's thinking.
Hold right there. Hold right there. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Flipping bricks.
Who?
Go ahead.
I have no idea what flipping bricks is, but I guess he has little bricks, like that you build a house with and you sell them.
Construction.
Yeah, like ones that are left over at a construction site. He gets the leftovers and then he sells them.
Mm-hmm. Eddie, our video producer, what do you think this means?
Sounds like a bad sign, like flipping someone off, flipping bricks.
See, I do know what this means.
It's a business, though.
It's a business. It's flipping bricks of cocaine.
Whoa.
Yeah, high schooler. In front of the whole, oh my gosh. And my friend was mortified when she found out, because here she was, like, so excited. Like, hey, come talk to me after I get done and we'll talk about how we can grow your business. And then, of course, like, she saw that some kids were laughing and she didn't know why.
This kid was just being an idiot. He's not really flipping bricks of cocaine.
He might be.
I've never even seen cocaine, guys.
Me neither.
Me either.
Okay. Like, I've never done a drug, but I've never seen cocaine.
Yeah. I know one time at
a brick
party I was at, I heard some people were doing it, but I still didn't see it. I've never seen it or seen someone do it, only in the movies, and it just still seems so weird to me.
It's so weird that someone would sniff something up their nose. And we may be the weirdest show. Listen, I've never smoked a cigarette or had a drink of alcohol. So for me, that's really crazy, but I've never seen it. I've never even seen a brick. You know, I've seen some bricks. Like, I've actually laid bricks. Never flip bricks, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that was a crazy story.
I know. Yeah. So she later found out that's what it meant. She was like, okay, I feel dumb. But, yeah. She
tomorrow, basically got made tomorrow morning on the show, Pistol Annies will be in. They have a new song. Got my name changed back. It's their new single. And they're going to be in to hang out with us tomorrow. Here's some of their song, Got My Name Changed Back. Here you go. Check it out.
Got my name changed back. Yeah, yeah. I got my name changed back.
They'll be in tomorrow. Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you happen to be one of those people who wish that they were on the Titanic, well, you might now have your chance, because the Titanic 2 is happening.
Hold on. Who wishes they were on the Titanic? I've never heard anyone go, man, sure wish I'd have been on that boat that time
terrible.
It sank and everybody had to. That's terrible.
No, I mean, I think it's a thing. I think there are people. And listen, there's actually people that want to be on the Titanic 2, which is an exact replica. It's got the same cabin layout as the original. It's going to set sail the same route that it took. And basically, yeah, you have to remember it did sink in 1912, and you just got to hope that, you know, that doesn't happen again. But here's your chance to go on the voyage. But you have to wait till 2022.
I would get on the Titanic too. No problem
you would?
With that. Absolutely. Amy, I was looking at a picture of the first Titanic as compared to a cruise ship now.
Uh-huh.
You can fit like 100 of the Titanics on a cruise ship now. Like, that's what was Titanic to them at the time.
Yeah. Well, they said, don't worry, we're going to have modern navigation and safety technology, including plenty of lifeboats.
Yeah, it just is a fun cruise.
You think these days that, like, women and children would get to go first?
Hey, Lunchbox, the boat's sinking.
No.
There's one boat, one lifeboat. Do you look around and see who else is there, or do you just jump in it yourself?
No, I jump in. I'm not. There's no, oh, here, you're a stranger. Here, you can get on the boat. Go ahead. No. What is this?
What if it's your wife and baby, and you're going to send them, right? Women, children.
Why can I take my baby and leave my wife? Like, no, really. Why does my wife get to go
really.
For me?
Okay. Titanic 2. coming to an ocean near you.
But no, right. I'm not looking around, Bobby. I'm jumping on the boat.
Amy, what else you have?
Well, Jerry Springer is reportedly going to star in a new courtroom show called Judge Jerry. And it's going to be just like Judge Judy and all the other court shows, but, you know, with him. And it's set to premiere next fall, which I don't think he's ever been a judge, but he was a lawyer before his show.
He was a mayor. I think the mayor of Cincinnati, too.
Oh, fun fact.
He got
fact.
In trouble because he wrote a bat. If I'm right here, someone can fact check this. But I believe, and Eddie fact check me because if I say this wrong,
you got it.
I believe he wrote a check to, let's say, someone who probably shouldn't have been paying.
Okay.
And they found that like the check, and then he had to resign.
Yeah.
Do you have the story, Lunchbox?
Yeah, he wrote it to a lady of the night.
Ooh. There you go.
Oh.
A check.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I believe that was what it was. Yeah, good for him. All right, not for that check part, but for this show. All right,
yeah,
what else,
I mean,
Amy?
He's been on TV forever.
Don't forget, Lunchbox was on the Jerry Springer Show as a guest.
I will never forget.
Yeah.
When he was right, 18, and it was amazing. And let's end on this one, because it's kind of funny. Six guys tried to rob a shop earlier this week, like an e-cigarette shop, but the owner told him, hey, like right now, it's the beginning of the day. I don't have that much money. You should come back at the end of the day when
oh,
I got
no.
a
you gotta
lot
be kidding
of money.
Me. They went
like,
back.
I'll have more money for you if you rob me then. They were like, okay. So they came back and the cops were there waiting to arrest them.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm, I know. That's quick thinking of that, you know, shop owner.
So funny. Mm-hmm. Like those cops had to be laughing their butts off when those kids came in. They're just watching the door going, surely they're not. Surely. Oh my God, here they are.
Yeah, and I think it was like six guys. I don't know if I gave that detail, but that's six brains making a really bad decision. Like, you would think one of them might be like, hey, guys, like, we don't need to go back.
And you have to split it six ways, and how much money are you really getting?
See, that's not what I'll be thinking. I'll be thinking, guys.
Well, like, he said, if you come back at the end of the day, I'll have a few thousand dollars.
It's not a bank heist where you need six people. Yeah, real idiots. Okay, Amy, is that it?
Yes, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, man. Here we go. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, Pistol Annies are in studio, which is very exciting to me. It's Ashley Monroe, Miranda Lambert, Angelina Presley. And so all that's happening, and that's going to be fun. They have a new song called Got My Name Changed Back. Here's a clip of that if you haven't heard that yet.
Got my name changed back.
Which is cool. I'm very excited about that. I hope you listen to tomorrow's show. Also, if you miss any of today's show, go listen to Bobby Bones Show On Demand. Hit it up. Take a listen to the early part of the show. Some would say we're even funnier when we get here. Some would say. Me, I think we're pretty much nailing it when we're going home. We're just now starting to wake up. Amy, what's up today?
Oh, you know, just walking my dog, working out, doing laundry. Waiting for the kids to get home. Oh, tonight is Haiti night at the house. So we have the Haitian coming over to cook Haiti food.
I saw the Instagram story of you and your dog, and you were telling your dog to sit, but it was already sitting. I laughed out loud.
Well, I didn't know. She knows how to sit when I say sit, but I said sit, and I was like, oh, shoot. She's already, I congratulated her, but I was like, after I saw the video back, I was like, she kind of was already sitting.
Yeah, that's funny.
But, yeah, and then what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is the doggy llama.
The dog whisperer, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so...
We got to know all about that.
I know, so, I can't wait.
I think Monday show, for sure, we talk about the doggy llama.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Lunchbox, what's up today?
Oh, man, I really got a nap circuit. This is really my nap day. I don't have anything on the docket.
Nap day.
Yeah, so I hit the nap pretty hard on Thursdays, and, I mean, hopefully we'll log 3 hours.
Wow.
How about you?
I'm going to go practice, but, you know, this dance that we're doing this week is Halloween-y, and I have to get creepier. At dancing, because I'm playing Mr. Sandman. I don't know if we have the version of Mr. Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
So here, it's like this version. It's a dark version of Mr. Sandman, and it's like I'm creeping. It goes,
Mr. Sandman,
and then I'm like, boom, right in her neck, and then I like have her head in my hands, and I'm like making her go to sleep. It's hard. It's really cool if it works. There's one part where I pick her up by the mouth. Did you happen to see my Insta story, Amy, where I was like holding her by the mouth?
No, but I'm kind of creeped out.
I know.
Are we it's going to be like, okay?
It'll be on Dancing with the Stars Monday. Look at my Insta story. I'll throw it up there if I can now again. Just look at it real quick right now. And I'm practicing the move, and I'm gripping her by her mouth. And it's the weirdest thing, because she's like, just grab my mouth. These dancers, they're hardcore. Let me know when you pull it up.
Okay, I'm going.
Turn that song up, Raymundo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is our song. It's the we're doing the Argentinian tango, or the Argentine tango.
Oh, it does look cool.
Right? And that's the bad version. Like, because I don't quite have it yet.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she's
okay.
she's trying to get out of my reach, but I've got her by the mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks way cooler than when you're describing it. I'm like worried, but when I have visual, I'm like, oh, that looks cool.
So this one, there's a lot of that stuff. And there's a part where I'm like putting sand in her face. I don't know. It's tough, but everything's tough. Nothing good is easy. So, trying to make it good. It's competition time now. I've lasted through half the show. Second half, it's time to compete. Now, I'm in competition mode. So, that's what's happening today. I got like 7 hours of practice today. Thank you so much. Hopefully, you'll join us tomorrow. We'll be here. Podcast's up. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. See ya. Bobby Bones. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.